Slightly later, Dave Forney came along with his concatenated coding scheme, which used a soft decision inner code. Inner code could be a block code, or later people use convolutional codes too, with a hard decision outer code. And Dave suggested using the Reed-Solomon codes there, because there are the big symbol sizes, exactly what you wanted. Okay, and it greatly this dividing up of the decoding, encoding, and decoding into two parts greatly reduced the decoding complexity, which again was a then and still is a big advantage of concatenated coding. Well, is this going to be one of the great moments in coding theory? Well, no, because Codex almost went bankrupt. I was involved in it at that time. The stock dropped to almost nothing then. And later it recovered, though, but not because of these coding schemes. It recovered because the company decided, hey, the way to go is not with coding, but with high-speed modems. And Dave Forney, and as you know, was very much involved at that time in the development of those high-speed modems. And there were really two reasons that this happened. One was, it was kind of an administrative reason that maybe it was the Melpar background, but when Codex was initially started, the customers that it went after were people like the Air Force, U.S. Air Force, and a number of other customers. And the government procurement process takes a long time in the United States. And they were waiting for these promised contracts to come in, and they weren't coming in, but you have to pay the employees. It was really a bad time in that way.